This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan from the 214. This is a selfish question I'm going to ask on air. Did you guys say Masterpiece is the promo code for Underdog? Yes. That is correct. Use the promo code MASTERPIECE. Get up to $1,000 in bonus cash upon your first deposit. You're welcome. Now, to the draft.
It pays off pretty well, too, with like some golf stuff that you've...
Hey, my golf worked out yesterday. Not my opinion, where I sounded like just a moron. But again,
with everybody else in the field, Rory McIlroy will not win this tournament.
And look, that's why I titled our second segment, Rory Wins... Because I am not a golf expert.
There you go.
All right.
Go.
So I will.
Are you embarrassed?
Yes, I was embarrassed.
It was funny too because Broadus walked in here and he was like, "Wow, Rory's playing pretty good." And Kevin goes, "He won't be able to win it though." And Broadus did the. You know, Broadus his epic line is, "Huh."
You know, like oh when he God, does that, you know so much.
You know he disagrees with you.
Or the yeah,
yeah. Just, all right.
Oh. All right. So my question for you guys, just a week and a half. Out from the draft is let's focus on something different. Usually we're like, hey, Cowboys need this position, that position. Are there position groups on this team where you're like, I'm good? Like, I feel comfortable going into the draft. Not that you wouldn't take like a ridiculous talent if it fell to you, but you're like, no, I'm set. Because I think I thought of two that I'm like, oh, I'm good.
Well, I mean, all right, I'll start on the defensive side of the ball. Defensive tackle, I need help. Still, if there's a stud there that can be better than Mozzie, why not say, hey, I'll have both of those guys on the field. Maybe Mozzie does turn out, but now you have two of them that are really, really good and you can move on from one. Defensive end. I mean, I feel like I'm good with Micah on the edge. So that seems good as long as that contract gets done. Right? Is that the key there?
I'm sure it will.
You're going to need help on the other side, but they're going to tell us Sam Williams is coming back. Nealon's around. Like, there's lots of options on either side there. Linebacker.
I would still take another line. Somebody just texted in linebacker. I'd still take
another line. Yeah, I want a healthier group. You know, DeMar Van Overshun's a stud, but I still need him healthy. I guess probably cornerback because... I know that I have Bland there, and I know that I have some other project, but also Diggs is at some point going to be back. Yeah. Now, what he is whenever he gets back, I'm not sure, but I'm hoping he's back to the form of himself. Safety is what safety is, Kevin. Safety is what safety is right now, so deal with that. I guess I'm feeling pretty decent at offensive line. Like, they have their offensive line that they're going to go with.
Okay, interesting.
But I'm not saying that I'm, like, full bore. Tight end...
I only have three groups.
I need Ferguson to be, I need him to be better this year for me to be like, okay, he's the dude.
Fair. I only have three groups.
So I really don't have any. I'm very apprehensive about this team.
Okay. Oh, that's, I get it. Tight end was one of the ones I listed because I am a believer in Jake Ferguson. You're right. Needs a bounce back for sure. But it looks like Luke Schoonmaker.
He's, you know what?
He took some strides.
Yeah.
And then I look at it and Brevin Span Ford, I don't feel bad about him at all. We've had like, we've had hopes for John Stephen Jr. Mm-hmm. for a while. Princeton Fant. Like tight end is.
There's a lot of depth there.
And so tight end is a spot.
There's not a Travis Kelce.
For sure.
There's not a Mark Andrews who's going to let you down in a big playoff game.
And you know what? Can I pause that for just one second?
He's fantastic.
Not that part. But I really thought that this was going to be the year that Ferguson was going to take a big step toward that class. Not to say that he would be in that class, but I thought he was going to take another step forward like he had. And instead, it definitely feels like he took a step backward.
I will say the signing and re-addition of Dante Fowler does make me feel better.
Okay.
He's in... Why are you pointing out the sumo wrestlers on TV?
I had to see it, so you had to see it too.
God. I liked him when he was here before, and I do like him being here again. The run defense concerning, but he is a good pass rusher. So I guess I do feel a little bit better about the edge because, yes, Sam Williams, Marshawn Nealon, you have some names there that are going to grow, but I still would invest there. Tyrus Wheat gave you stuff that you didn't expect last year.
That is true.
So I'm feeling pretty good there. What was your other two positions? You said tight end and what?
Other two positions. Now, one of them you might think is kind of a cop-out. But
guard.
No, your special teams.
Oh.
Specifically kicker, punter, and returner. Like, I'm just going to lump that into one.
What about long snapper?
And I feel pretty good. You know what? Look, this is not fair. And I'll point out I couldn't do it. But it feels like all the long snappers now they could do it. Hey, jeez. If you don't like that, you're not going to like my next opinion either. Quarterback. I think you're fine at quarterback, given the constraints that you have. Now, if somebody...
Actually, I like your group.
If somebody fires in is like, oh, like you wouldn't rather have Mahomes?
Yes!
Sure.
Get it.
But given the constraints that you have, you cannot move off of this Dak contract for at least another 2 years. Probably three. But at least another 2 years. You can't move away from Dak. You made the trade
for a project.
Yes, in Joe Milton that I like. I'm excited about that. And then,
don't you feel like that should be your backup quarterback? Yes, a lot of times, yes. Is the project the next thing?
Yes.
And then if you are really in a year where you're like, we stand a chance to win the Super Bowl, then maybe you have a good veteran backup.
See, I'm with you on that. And this kind of tips my hand about pretty much what I think about the Cowboys, at least going into the draft. Is I like Joe Milton a lot better than Cooper Rush because that's not how I view this Cowboys team. I view this Cowboys team as, like, if Cooper Rush came in, you're right. Could you win the game? Yeah, you could definitely win the game. If Joe Milton goes in there, is he going to throw three interceptions or throw a ball out of the stadium because it's so high? Sure. But he could also throw four touchdowns and win you the game. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't freaking believe it.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Yeah.
You know, and so... Like, I go with that, and then you still have Will Grier as another option. Like, if you stacked your quarterback room with Dak, Joe Milton, Will Grier, I'm totally fine with that, given that you can't move off of Dak. If you don't like Dak in the contract, I get it. But, like, there's nothing you can do about it. So tight end, quarterback, and essentially special teams are where I was like, you know what? I feel good.
You have a lot of running backs.
Yeah,
I don't think that Javonte Williams is a starter. I think he's a good backup running back. I don't think Miles Sanders is a starter. I think he's a good change of pace backup running back. Deuce Vaughn, I'm not sure what that is going to become. We all wanted the best out of that, obviously. We wanted the high upside part of it.
It's been too long, though, for you to just think that it's magically going to change now, right?
It is interesting whenever you make a coaching change and then you find out that a coach was kind of holding back certain guys because he just didn't like them or whatever it was. So I don't know. There are times where you're like, oh, why wasn't that coach using them that way? And then you find out, I don't know, he just didn't like the way the player looked. Or whatever. But you do have a lot of running backs, but I don't feel like you have a solid A starter there. I feel like you got a bunch of C+, B- guys that you're working with.
And that's why I did not put running back on the list, because with a tight end group, with a quarterback group, it's not just you have this many people. I'm like, I could see that being what you roll out and feeling good about it. I still don't feel that way about running back.
Looking at the Jack Sanborn, I was happy that that came through. Kenneth Murray trades interesting, but Maris Leofau is gonna be. He's going to probably be your starter this year. And that dude was running around making plays. There were also moments where you're like, oh, come on. But that whole group has to relearn. They have to learn a new defense this year.
From the 561, Miles Sanders' mom thinks he's a starter.
Okay. All right.
That might have been from Mike. Gosh. That's not his phone. From the 817, Dak was second in MVP voting. Did you guys know that? And how could we ever move off of that? All right, that's a fair point.
I feel like all those are going to go in Bobby's next diss track about the Cowboys.
Oh, I could see that. From the 817, if Dak were to go out for 5 games, I don't want Rush or any backup coming in and winning 3 out of 5, unless it's somebody who you could see as a future piece. I'm not saying this is going to happen whatsoever, so hear that loud and clear. But if Joe Milton came in and won you 3 or 4 out of 5 games because he was like a big part of
he's
you winning
going
the game.
25 for 29 and he's throwing, you know, 2 touchdowns. You're like, what is happening here?
He's not like a journeyman backup. He is somebody who got taken in later in the draft. And guess what? The history of the NFL is filled with some of the all-time greats going later in the draft at quarterback. Then at least you could be like, hey, maybe Joe Milton could be the next dude. And that would be encouraging. Whether when Cooper Rush did it, you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to like put the franchise in your name and we're going to go from there. Like, we're just not going to do that.
I see a lot of people saying they're very concerned about the offensive line. And I agree. I completely understand your concern. If Tyler Smith was to go down for any reason. Yeah, Robert Jones. I mean, like the names behind it, you're kind of, you know, Awesome Richards is your backup for Tyler Guyton.
Which they'll tell you good
Matt
things Lesko about him.
Is your Terrence Steele guy. And again, going across the front of the offensive line right now, I just don't completely trust that at the moment. Because we saw Guyton. He has a lot of work to do to become a legitimate left tackle in this league. Tyler Smith's fine. Like I feel very confident in his play. Cooper Beebe, I'm really looking forward to seeing how he progresses. But there's a couple of different areas where you're like, we used to be an A across the entire line, except for maybe one spot. And now we're maybe Cs and hoping that they can grow into some B minuses.
Yeah, so that's why I'm not putting any of those groups in there. I wanted to, we can go into a lot more comparisons with this, but I wanted to bring up one specific player since we were talking about him earlier. Former NFL GM is kind of given his breakdown for some comps in the class. And we were just talking about him, Omarion Hampton.
Yes.
So the comp given there is Joe Mixon.
Yes.
Now, Omarion Hampton has changed his positioning in the draft quite a bit. Maybe some people thought he was a second round pick. Now it feels like he's just about a lock to go in the first round. What do you think about that comparison? And then we'll go from there.
This is interesting because Joe Mixon, do you agree with me that had it not been for his incident in Oklahoma, he would have been a first round, probably top 15 pick?
I could see that.
I thought he would be
a first rounder for sure.
I thought he was a first rounder. He ended up going in the second round at pick number 48. But if you've watched him since then, he has been a fantastic running back. He's been really good for the Bengals. He can do a variety of things. He can catch out of the backfield. He can run for tough yards. He can break away for big runs. He's that kind of running back. I mean, he's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's had 5 over 1,000-yard seasons. Touchdowns in 21, he had 13 of them. 13, wow. 7, 9, 11 since then. Like that's some big numbers for running backs, even in Cincinnati, where they have lots of other weapons to go to as well. But he's been a very durable running back over the last few years, and he's become tougher mentality. But what you're seeing there, if you're saying, hey, I'm looking for somebody that can do it all, that's what you're feeling with Omarion Hampton, who has also some shake to him that goes along with it. So I like that comparison. That's a name, or that's a person that I was like, I would have liked the Cowboys to go snag.
Right.
Joe Mixon was a free agent, but Houston got him.
From the 940, I think Hampton is Josh Jacobs. Now,
interesting.
So you talked about Josh Jacobs and Joe Mixon, two running backs that you'd be like, hey, good job.
Yeah.
Like, I feel good about that. And
like those styles.
I'm having to realize that the economy of this draft is changing as we get closer to it. quarterbacks are, as they frequently do, becoming more expensive and moving up the board. But also running backs are becoming more expensive and moving up the board, because you had at one time, it felt like Ashton Jeanty to the Cowboys was the most mortal lock there was in the draft. And now people are like, I think he can go as high as 6. And other people are like, if he drops out of the top 10, I'll be shocked. Well, guess what that does? That creates the next spot up for running back. And if you didn't think running backs were going to start going until 12, and now they're going off the board at 6, well, that's going to raise the stock of Hampton. That's going to raise the stock of the two Ohio State kids. And so the economy of the draft is changing, whereas now, I'm not saying Hampton would go at pick 12 to the Cowboys, but it feels like it wouldn't be as much of an outrageous value as I would have said even 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.